If you go on 1700 The Champ or go to the Facebook page of 98.3 or KJJY or KGGO, you can see all the state fair testing stuff. You also can go to the State Fair Facebook page, and you can see some live video of all of us feeding our faces with some amazing food. A good time had by all. That's Billsy just down in some food, man.
KJJY right there.
He was going. Next up today, we have Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest in 2011, provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense in proper health care. Always working for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for your employees. That's why they are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environment safe and more healthy for your occupants of your building, for your home, for wherever you need to have certain jobs done. Heritage Building Maintenance will take care of them for you. So you know, Bill Z, that's funny. One of the main things that are out there. Well, first let's go for the one you showed me. Difference between an Englishman, or is Cameron Smith an Englishman or an Australian?
He's Australian.
Australian. I don't think he's flying commercial, but he's trying to slam the claret jug in an overhead bin on his plane ride home.
At least it's in like some sort of case, if you will, but it is him. He's slamming
it in. Yeah. He's not flying home on a private jet like Tiger did. No. So, okay.
No, he's got to wait till he gets his LIV money. Then he'll be different.
Exactly. Yeah. There's some things that that's a great seg. That's a great segue. A couple of things that have happened. If you listen to golf on TV, there is nobody better than David Ferretti.
Yes.
And David Ferretti just signed a contract with LIV to do announcing. That'll be outstanding. Charles Barkley is trying to do everything humanly possible to call something on LIV Golf. And the third kick was Cameron Smith. They say it's already a done deal. He's already signed his contract.
He's with another group. I mean, minutes after him winning, they're saying, "Well, when are you gonna?" And it's like, "Can I enjoy this for 2 minutes?"
So the DP,
the
DP Tour, which is the English equivalent of the PGA Tour.
Yes,
Sergio Garcia just dropped out of that because he just didn't like the way that they were talking and stuff like that. So he can't play in the Ryder Cup. And neither can Phil Mickelson because of the way that the PGA does. When you think Ryder Cup, there's like four or five people, and two of the three that are most well known are Phil, Tiger, and Sergio Garcia.
Right.
And two of them can no longer play in the Ryder Cup. It's just, it's sad. And everybody wants to place blame. And I'm okay with that. It just has to be shared blame. The PGA Tour does not run their tour for the common person on the PGA Tour. They still run their tours for the Dustin Johnsons, who are no longer there, but the Rory McIlroys, the Tiger Woods, the Justin Thomas, the Jordan Spieth. Not for, you know, the people that are finishing 112, 113th, 114th. They make life miserable for those guys. Mm-hmm. They don't get paid a lot, whatever. And so some of the rank and file guys are like, okay, I love to play golf. It's cool. I have most of these guys that have left have majors. DeChambeau has one. Patrick Reed has one. Dustin Johnson has one. Phil Mickelson has one. They're like, okay, I can go play golf, and you know what? I make $100 million. Cameron Smith, they said he's signing for $90 million. Mm-hmm. Even though he's a highly ranked player, he's not as well known. So not everybody's going to go to these LIV tournaments and to see Cameron Smith as much as they do some of these others. Here's my issue is...
But that price tag doubled after last weekend for him.
Exactly. Yeah. He wasn't offered $90 million before that.
No, it was like $40 million.
Here's my thing. And this is the part that irritates me about the press and no one ever calling the press out on this. And using a narrative to pass judgment on people, that's not true. And
what?
The narrative is, well, look, they're taking Saudi Arabia money, and those people were part of 9/11 and did all this and blah, blah, blah. The United States spends so many billions of dollars with Saudi Arabia that you can't even count it all. Mm-hmm. Along with a lot of other places that we don't know about that is not desirable. Stop. Stop using that as you're taking blood money. Okay, tell LeBron that he can't have $5 billion from China. I'm pretty sure that China's the same blood money as everybody else. I mean, they get to use that narrative, and there's so many things. I watched a special the other night on Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, and Peter Jennings. And it was, where are the people that can bring these three's morals back into the news? And I don't think we can reverse it. I don't think we can reverse what we did. It gets to a point, folks, that you have to go out and you have to read from all kinds of different places and then make judgment on what you think is fact, fiction.
Well, and on a daily basis, we play with the fact that, yes, the morality, the information, what it is. We play in a world of clicks now.
Right.
What can I say? How can I set it up? Doesn't necessarily mean that the exact story is going to be what my tagline is, but I'm going to get you to click on me and then I'll explain what I meant.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you have to, they say that, you know, you need to lead your show with bah. And I'm like, I don't want to lead my show with bah. You know, that's not what I want to do. Right. I want to talk about stuff. I want to have an open conversation about things. And it's just, and it's not about sides. Everybody does it. That's the crazy thing. Everybody does it. And like, I'm not picking a fight with Scott or picking a fight with Randy in here and having a loud debate.
Right.
I mean, it took me a long time to understand that when I first started working with Wolfgang, when I was in here, that's what he was doing. I mean, I was ready to walk over and just punch him.
Well, and it's you and I don't need to prep a half an hour before and go, are you, what side of the coin do you want to be on?
No, because we just find out. And
trust me, there's enough times we are on opposite sides of the coin.
Yes, but there's enough times that by the end, we're on two different sides than what we started on. I mean, that's what good conversation is. Good conversation is not...
You're wrong sometimes.
I'm wrong a lot of times. I don't ever admit that, but I...
Lord, you do know.
I am that. I'm... We just don't need to have that to bring out energy. The energy comes because of the authenticity between what we do. It's authentic. And... To put that out there on either side, that's the reason we all used to like watching the news, because it wasn't political. And then you got into Watergate and you got into stuff like that, and things started to becoming more political, and they just haven't changed. It's gotten worse, and who in the world thought that could happen? So I don't know. I feel bad for it. They're like, why would Charles Barkley do that? Charles Barkley has enough money. And he loves golf. He loves talking about golf more than he loves talking about basketball. He loves to play golf more than he ever loved playing basketball.
I think he also likes to jump on a crater of controversy because he can add to it.
Exactly.
I mean, and not in a negative way. But, I mean, it just make light of, hey, these guys are golfing. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting, because I'm telling you, I haven't watched a swing yet of anything live.
No, I haven't either.
You know?
I don't know how to get it. So
exactly. Do you know how to get it? We're sure talking about it.
Right.
I haven't even seen a swing.
And you know how that changes? When they get one or two more. When they grab a couple of more, then someone's going to put them on TV. And then I
because it's only, it's you got to get through a couple layers of streaming to get to it or whatever.
I have no idea.
Which I can't believe the Portland one wasn't a little more. Because, you know, but, okay, obviously you watched the British Open last weekend.
Yes.
Oh, my. That was... Cameron Smith, good heavens.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the putts, the placement.
The way he played on Sunday was amazing. And he had to play that way or he wasn't winning.
Right.
I mean, Cameron Young, who no one's even heard of, had one bad round too. And two 63s at the old course on a windy day.
Yeah.
And you just felt bad for Rory. I mean, seriously, millimeters.
I mean,
is what he missed putts
pushing
by.
Pushing a couple putts that exactly,
and got frustrated. The frustrated Rory came out. That was his downfall early in his career. Was the frustration. He knew what he was supposed to do.
I shot a minus 18 and lost.
And that was my frustration. Evan. So I thought that was with Charles Barkley, and you just have a lot of things that are going on. A couple of people said, well, TNT will be fine. Okay, Kenny Smith and Shaq are really good, but they're not Charles Barkley.
No, I was gonna say, Kenny Smith and Shaq are about ready to be a pay-per-view of watching these games. My Lord.
It is funny to see. I thought this was kind of interesting. The top-selling Major League Baseball jerseys at each position.
Oh.
Yadier Molina, who's... I mean,
is this of all time?
No, just
or is kind of the recent era
in this say 9 month cycle. Clayton Kershaw's pitching.
Yep.
Pete Alonso, who had won the last two home run hitting things, plays first base for the Mets in New York. I kind of get that. Right. Jose Altuve, who plays second base for the Astros, I get that. Francisco Lindor, he's the shortstop for the Mets. I get that. Alex Bregman, another Houston guy. The outfield's Mookie Betts, the Dodgers, Ronald Acuna, the Braves, and Aaron Judge. And the number one selling jersey is DH Shohei Ohtani.
Well, yeah.
So that's, you know, the great thing about that is he's gonna hit.
Well, I was going to say, he does something more than just DH, doesn't he?
He's going to hit four times tonight, and he's going to throw an inning where he's going to throw 15 pitches at 103 miles an hour. I can't even.
I think that guy impresses you.
I can't even explain it. You can't. Babe Ruth pitched and was so bad at pitching that they said, okay, you better learn how to hit. And then he started hitting. Other than that, that's it. I mean, that's the list. That's that movie. What's the list? That's the list. It's not a lot of people on that list. Jamar Chase has a beef with 2022, 2023 Madden is coming out, or is it just 2022 Madden football? It's kind of the first Madden football that's been highly anticipated.
I don't know. I thought it would just be 22 because they're going to want it every year.
So, right. Yeah. So he did not get in the top 10 rankings, and this is what his season was last year. 81 receptions, 1,455 yards, and 13 touchdowns. And he didn't get in the top 10 of Madden wide receivers.
Wow.
He's upset. Not that he should be looking at that, but he is very, very upset with that.
Do you see the news on Breece Hall?
No.
Holding out?
Is he?
For more money?
Yeah. They need him. They know that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can do that when you hold, because he should have been he should have been a first round pick, and they got him early in the second round. And I get that.
Yeah, they're like, no, you stole me. I think we need to renegotiate this.
How much fun? I don't know if you watched last. How much fun was it to watch Albert Pujols in the home run hitting contest? He's had an amazing.
A 42-year-old, yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
when they announced those guys and the pyrotechnics went off, we almost had an issue. Did you see those guys jump? I forget what was it, Acuna, that was real close.
Yeah,
and kind of his eyes got like, holy,
what is that?
That would have been bad.
So when Rory McIlroy stepped off at the British Open, and he was upset. This was his 2022 majors, second, eighth, fifth, third. Just that close. You know, for him, he's just thinking, he hasn't won a major in 8 years. That good a player hasn't won a major in 8 years.
I'm sure he's frustrated.
Now, in those 8 years, he's also made probably $20 million a year playing golf. Or more.
Playing golf, yes. I was going to say, with everything combined, yeah.
Yeah, it's redonkulous. So, in what world do we live in that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez vacationing in Las Vegas decide to go and get married
what's it
called? I can't remember.
Little White Church, something yes. like it's the one that's where they got
Little White Chapel or something.
Little White Chapel, because it's got the Elvis.
Hasn't Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez been married before?
I wish I cared. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But if they and wanted Elvis to marry them, it would have cost more, plus they would have to wake him up.
I also don't know if I would know anyway. So you're kind of getting a little bit of talk. I think you're going to start finding some closure. We got about 2 minutes here.
Okay.
Some closure with the leagues, the conferences in college football.
You're starting this conversation with 2 minutes?
Well, no, because I'm going to carry it on to the next segment. I just want to kind of, I think the key in this is if the Big 12 can offer Arizona State and Utah enough to leave, just to say, hey, we're done with the Pac-12. I can't take this anymore. They knew somebody had to know this was coming with UCLA and USC. Just the way somebody from the Big 12, that's the one thing that
but the way the Pac-12 is digging their heels in is just.
But see, that's everybody in the Pac-12, because you still have these pundits come on all these shows and say, well, the Big 12 is the big loser and all this. And I'm like, the Big 12 lost two teams and then brought in four.
Right.
And have stabilized. And all they're doing, they're waiting for, they're waiting for their little piece of the pie. It's interesting.
It may be half the pie, but it's still pie.
It's still pie. The one interesting thing is what Notre Dame does. If Notre Dame can figure out a way to stay independent, they're going to do it. And by staying independent, I think they're going to make the Big 12 more TV money. So we'll talk about
when we come back.
There's a tease. I tease. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 17.
Dad Council.
Live from the capital city, it's Steve on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Tuesday. Hope everybody had a great day. Drive safely home. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott there. Steen here.
The old radio point.
The old radio.
Radio point. There you go.
You are listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS, or at 1700 The Champ. You also can check out the website. I've got, I may have like three or four more shows to get up there, but most of them are up. I've seen that people have been listening to them, so that's awesome. Thank you very much. Once again, this weekend, we have the Hy-Vee IndyCar Race Weekend. This Friday is Free Family Friday, and no ticket is required. Everyone gets in free to watch NTT IndyCar Series and Indy Lights practice. They're opening up the infield at 5:30 p.m. Friday evening, and fans can get autographs from all the drivers outside their garages from 6 to 7. We'll see you on Friday and get tickets for Saturday and Sunday at HyVIndyCarWeekend.com. Great racing action, pre- and post-race concerts, the food truck. That was tough, too. I had to do a take like three times to get the food truck throwdown. It was coming out the food.
Slow down. Yes. FCC.
And much more. Stop and see Steen on Sports on the Champ from 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday. Live coverage sponsored by Waxing in the City in Clive and Ankeny.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's cool. Maybe we can get some waxing. Yes.
Sure.
That sounds like fun. Want to thank them for being a part of, letting us be a part of that fun weekend. So yeah, we get crazy weekend. So we go out there, we're live on Friday. Thursday, I get to play at Terrace. Friday, we have that going on. Saturday, we're at the lake, getting up early Sunday morning to get to Newton to see Gwen Stefani before we watch the race and head right into Blake Shelton. The night before is Tim McGraw.
No, Tim McGraw, like I said earlier, it's a early pre-race concert. He's the at 1 o'clock.
Yep, and that's like when Stefani about the same. It might even be earlier than that.
Stefani's on at noon.
Noon. And Sunday. Then Florida-Georgia Line. I mean, you're talking these four acts, I mean, they've been on the fair stage live. They've been occurring.
Yeah, they're a grandstand act by themselves.
Tim McGraw, incredible. He's another one of those guys that, I mean, his concerts are him and what's the other guy? Almost looks just like him. Kenny Chesney.
I'm appalled that you would say that.
Why?
Tim's way better looking than Kenny.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, they're a lot alike.
What they seem to work out and they're bald. Is that
and
weird?
Cowboy hats and boots and all. Yeah.
All right, fine. Totally different music though.
Yeah, totally. It is very different music, but I love both of them. Florida Georgia Line is just, that's crazy. Yeah. So here's my Florida Georgia Line story. So my buddy Troy has been friends with Florida Georgia Line front guys for quite a while. And well, hold on, I may be telling the wrong story because now I can't remember if it was Florida Georgia Line or Dan and Shay. I think that's Dan and Shay. So Florida Georgia Line, getting back, we'll stop. Another story.
Well, you just went two different.
I did.
Flavors of pizza.
Trying to remember who the golfers were and who somebody else in my family likes Florida Georgia Line. It's somebody in my family that likes Florida Georgia Line.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Another one of those groups that believe in giving you a concert, like 2.5 hours.
It's a performance. Yes.
Yes. You know, not just, hey, I'm going to sing my hits and.
Right.
I'm going to go, you know, like Bruce Springsteen doesn't. When I watched Bruce Springsteen with my Uncle Mick the first time when I was 14, so that was a long time ago, not even the E Street Band. I don't even think it was the E Street Band at that time, but some, I mean, it was like 3.5 hours.
You're getting right on the edge of the debate.
Yes.
Does the music not hold itself that they have to have a performance, or is the performance enhancing the music?
It's
a whole different. We could spend a.
It is,
a whole
and it's,
day on
it's
that.
Really weird because to this day I would go watch Bruce Springsteen in concert again, and never ever once listen to any of his music mm-hmm. on when I'm doing stuff.
I agree.
None, but I would go see him in concert.
Not a lot of pyrotechnics at a Billy Joel show. Just
no.
saying.
Billy Joel, Elton John it wasn't Jack Trice then. When what was it called before it was Jack Trice?
Always been Jack Trice.
I didn't think when Billy Joel and Elton John was there, I didn't think it was Jack Trice yet. Maybe it was.
It's been Jack Trice for a long time.
Okay, I get that then.
Anyway, but yeah. You were saying it's going to be that's a lot of great music.
What's a lot? Yeah,
shows.
It is a ton. I mean, just really, that's crazy. And a great job by Newton.
I'm excited to see the numbers.
I am too. I would love to
hope
see
it's
numbers.
Just a blowout.
I mean that's our thing that as a neighboring. Community and all that, we have to go. You have to get out there. Number one, it's fun to go. It's a great place to watch a race. There's no bad seats. You can see everything.
And as my father said, this time decides the next, so you better be good.
Right.
I mean, the numbers
do.
Better be good.
Because we take it for granted.
Right.
We did that with having golf come here,
mm-hmm.
the ladies and the men's and the seniors and all that,
right.
that, well, that was okay, but I don't know if I want to go... We lost it just like that.
Well,
you know.
But I mean, this town loves first-round NCAA basketball.
Yeah. Yep.
It's coming back.
It's coming back. And that was iffy for a while, too.
I know.
That was tried to be used in a negative TV ad.
Yeah.
Didn't work. So I don't know what you do about that. What were you were leading me somewhere. Tell me what were you...
Oh, no. I love following the... It's a... What do I want to say? It's a minor league team, if you will. The Savannah Bananas. I follow them on Instagram. I follow them on Twitter. These guys, they're almost the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. The owner, the stadium, I mean, it's sold out for years. Just everything is, like, if you on Instagram, you see him, the pitcher will go into his windup or whatever, but then and in the same, you'll see it that the second baseman and the shortstop, they'll do a little dance routine, and he'll still throw a 92-mile-an-hour strike. But all these guys, they're really trying to put the fun in baseball with everything that they do. They were talking the other night at a tie. Instead of playing extra innings, they're going to have a home run derby. They've got the Nanas, the Banana Nanas. It's dancing grandmas that come out in between innings. Everything is they've done a great job. But on Twitter, a couple guys got actually drafted off the team. So it's not just... The novelty of it. These guys are talented athletes as well, and I thought that was really cool.
It is cool.
Don't go down the rabbit hole right now. Once you start looking at Savannah Bananas, you're going to spend time on your phone because they are awesome. See? No, okay, bad radio. Bad radio. Put the phone down.
Better put the phone down because I'm like looking. Okay, so where else are we?
And what do we say, speaking of baseball, Waukee Northwest?
Oh, yep. Waukee Northwest.
State baseball.
Waukee Northwest beat Waukee, and it was
7-2.
Is that what it was?
Yep. 7-2. Waukee Northwest did win. And then Dowling is playing, what do we say? Cedar Rapids Prairie?
Yep. Cedar Rapids Prairie, right? Well,
there should be started. Yeah.
There should be an update on here somewhere.
And that's over at Iowa City.
Yes. They're playing at Hawkeye.
The Hawkeye Field. And did you hear what happened today?
No.
It was actually announced because people was watching the Hawkeye football team practice.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually announced at the game, please do not watch the practice and only watch the game. Okay. Sure, I'll do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, so let's see here.
Where are you going?
I was seeing if it had a... Well, it just said 2 minutes ago, it said it's go time. So Dowling is coming up to bat 2 minutes ago. So we'll try to follow that along as well. Johnston beat Iowa City Liberty 6-3 today. That was a close game going into the later innings. Then you get Iowa City High and Indianola. Big. That's a big thing for Indianola to get in.
Well, that would upset Urbandale, wasn't it, to get in?
Yeah.
Or to advance? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
And then we've got 1A and 2A going over at Carroll still, right?
Yep, it's at Merchants, which is a cool place to go watch a baseball game.
That is old school.
Old school. What casino is close to there?
Well, it's not really close, but you go buy it from the Des Moines Metro. It's Wild Rose.
Wild Rose.
In Jefferson.
Gotcha.
Not in Carroll.
In Carroll, so it's in Jefferson. Okay.
And
so,
why do you know that? Or just when you're driving by, you saw it?
Yeah. No, because we stopped there at the couple of times that we went up to watch baseball games there.
I will say this. Wild Rose Jefferson is the one that will get, like, Brett Michaels was up there. Loverboy was up there. I mean, they
Brett Michaels put on a great concert at Prairie Meadows. It was really good.
They get some of those good shows.
Yeah. So I heard that it wasn't Ario coming back into town. It wasn't Styx. Who did I see was coming back into town? I thought, well, gosh, that'll be fun, too, because you got...
You mean during the Iowa State Fair?
No, it was just random. We're going to be...
Just random.
We had just gone down and seen them. Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick. I can't remember where they said they were going to be, but we went down to Kansas City and saw Cheap Trick and Brett Michaels Cheap Trick. Yeah, Cheap Trick, maybe Brett Michaels. Cheap Trick was really good.
Still kind of the original lineup?
Yeah. I think I got pictures taken with them.
My heavens.
Bald guy, guitar player?
Yeah. I know. I know you and I have aged. I can only imagine.
But now they've aged.
Heavens.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought process on all of that. Some of the things that I started talking about yesterday, then you just had so many things come up yesterday.
Can I ask how I finished in the little golf?
And not good.
Pool?
Well, you did better the last 2 days. You did better without having your full allotment of players too. You finished in the top 30.
I know, but I shouldn't have picked Tiger. I thought there was a chance.
Guess what?
There wasn't.
You looked really good if he would have done that.
And
so
he didn't, so.
This is kind of the big one that happened over the weekend, and I've always said this to you, and with quarterbacks, you know how I feel about when you have quarterbacks
mm-hmm.
and you have defensive coordinators for head coaches,
mm-hmm.
and it started to leak out this week and then became a full-blown story that Mike Zimmer hated Kirk Cousins. And for people out there, if your head coach doesn't like their quarterback and has nothing that he can do about it because his quarterback went through the system of how the NFL thought was fair. If you weren't willing to offer somebody a long-term contract, they could sign yearly contracts.
Right.
But it had to be at a certain percentage of the top five salaries that are being paid. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins has made more money than probably all quarterbacks, except for maybe four.
Right.
Of all time.
By not negotiating a contract.
By not negotiating
a
contract.
Default contract.
Yeah, by taking a, I can't remember the wording, it'll hit me when it doesn't, when it's too late.
Call me when you're on the toilet.
Exactly. So. Boom. It'll hit me. But you can't win in the National Football League if you don't trust and like your quarterback.
Do you think Brian Flores was a big Tua fan?
No. And I think that cost both of them. It didn't used to be that way. When it costs something, it usually costs the quarterback. Well, now the quarterback makes too much money.
Right.
So you can't do that. And I have always said I don't like how Kirk Cousins plays sometimes. Now I look at it and go, how much is that just moronic play calling that he can't continually check off in the middle of a game?
How hard is it to succeed in the face of doubt?
Almost impossible.
Right.
The only time that I could ever think that worked was the Chicago Bears, and it had nothing to do with Jim McMahon and Mike Ditka. It had everything to do with their defense. But Mike Ditka and Jim McMahon had fights all the time because he'd call a play and Jim McMahon would go, old man's lost it.
Yeah, there you,
you
go.
Know, he's sitting in the huddle going, hey, okay, so I'm going to call this play and it's not the play that was coming in. So coach is going to yell at me when we go off. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I can take it. But here, we're going to run this play. Different breed that didn't matter. But it would be very difficult. And nobody from the outside sees that, what's going on. It's no different than Baker Mayfield having two coaches that took less blame for being 0-for and 2 1-win seasons because they just kept blaming their quarterback, rookie quarterback on a team. And it was coaching. When we come back, maybe in this last segment, there is a list out that is the most important positions in the National Football League and how they should be paid. And I took a look at this and I was floored. I couldn't believe it. I can believe one.
Left tackle.
Well, one is quarterback.
Right.
I mean, you have to pay your quarterback. You mm-hmm. not only do you have to pay your quarterback, you have to find a quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, that's why I go back and forth with you. I want the Miami Dolphins to win because I'm not a Miami Dolphin disliker. They have to see if he can play quarterback, and they have to see this year. No ands, ifs, or buts if he can play quarterback or not.
It's either he or Tom Brady's our new quarterback.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's probably not a bad idea. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Sean and Scott. We will be back right after this break. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
TT IndyCar Series returns to Iowa Speedway in Newton, Iowa.
Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Well, once again, happy Tuesday. Last segment of this Tuesday. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
But why does your voice sound lower?
I don't know. I don't think I took a drink.
Wow. Jeez.
It went low. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour Sports Happy Hour underscore SS, at Scott Brower underscore 13. That's a lot of underscores.
Yes.
Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. You can check out today. I was out at the State Fair new menu items. I'm going to tell you that you are going to enjoy a lot of these. The finisher from Rib Shack was unbelievable. The egg au fuego from the Cluckin' Coop.
Good job out of you.
Yeah, I got to get that one right.
Got my attention.
Pork belly bail buns was good. The oh my OMG chicken sandwich with the
frosted flakes.
Yep.
Breading. And maple, wasn't it? Peppered maple bacon.
So you had a little bit of heat.
And it was on a Krispy Kreme donut bun.
Yep. Unbelievable. And Chucky's tenderloin wrap was good. Pork picnic in a cup. I mean, it was all good. All right. I am so full.
I know you're going to miss the first few because you're traveling, yep. But on the 10 days of the state fair, 10 and a half days with Wednesday night. But
wait, actually.
What is your over under? I mean, will you still try for five?
Oh, that's a good question. I have, let me see. I can't even remember when we come back. So I'm going to San Francisco. Actually,
no, you're not.
We're going to San Jose. Sorry. Thank you.
Hi, Nana.
Hi, Nana. Thank you. Going with Nana.
You have a wedding.
We have a wedding to go to.
Excellent.
And so we leave on Great Radio.
I didn't mean to throw you off with it.
5th, 6th, 7th. So we leave on Wednesday, August 10th. So the fair starts on Thursday, and we get back on
10th, so
Monday, Tuesday. We come back
Wednesday. So you're going to miss the first Sunday?
Yep, we come back that following Wednesday.
So you can only do Thursday
Friday,
Saturday,
Sunday. So now, but remember, okay, this is the Steam Block East Side State Fair, so we can go Monday, Tuesday nights and go out and have a couple of beers before the fair starts, too. We kind of go in and walk around and
do the jalapeno Pete thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, it is the first time ever. These are very special people. I met them for the first time, and we went to a wedding in Ohio and had a blast. It's one of those times where you hit it off with people really quickly, and so very excited. Plus, they just had twins, and so it's going to be fun to see the babies and everything. So, not the people that are getting married.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, okay.
No, all right. Not them.
I'm not
somebody else.
I'm not judging. It's a different world.
Yeah, no,
it's a different world.
I get that. No, it's somebody else. So it's gonna be exciting. I've kind of just let it go. I don't think about it.
You talk so highly earlier about the Bears that it was defense. Yes, Jim McMahon wasn't that quarterback, if you will.
He was still a good leader, but he wasn't
good leader. He didn't make mistakes. Blah blah. Right. They had Walter Payton.
They did have Walter Payton.
I mean,
it wasn't a great Super Bowl. It wasn't a great playoffs for Walter Payton. I mean, they won those games because of their defense, but it's
Mike
still
Singletary.
Yeah. And all those Richard Dent. And I mean, just it's unbelievable. Otis Wilson and Wilbur Marshall. I mean, they were stacked on defense. So very interesting to see how that all goes. Want to take this to, well, so I thank the Iowa State Fair. Always want to thank the Iowa Cubs and Randy Wehofer. He was on yesterday. Woodman Controls, DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group. I want to thank them all. Once again, four homeless veterans playing in a golf tournament on August 1st.
F-O-R-E, four.
Four, as in golf. Looking forward to that. And then I have,
is that tournament already full? Are they looking for
that? I don't know.
Is there a,
I don't know.
.com or anything they can go to check it out.
Central Iowa Shelter .org /events/ FORE.html.
I'm guessing if they just Google four,
yep,
F-O-R-E.
Tell them I'll
homeless
actually.
Veterans, they'll get them there.
I'm taking a snapper shot, and I will post that on Twitter.
There you go.
So people can see.
I was going to say, we're going to talk about it. Let them know how we can get to
Twitter.
It.
Twitter.
So would you say you're golfing?
Right before we go, a couple of times. I'm golfing that one, and I'm golfing for the kids, which is Rob Young, his family does that one at Waveland right before we leave.
But you're not golfing this weekend. No, you're going to the lake this weekend. All right.
Yep, going to the lake this weekend.
Watch out for the shaking baby, I'm just saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. That's a memory.
Wow. That's a memory. Okay. Happy.
What are you?
Happy underscore.
Okay, you're doing your thing. So, we are not. What are they preempting or throwing? Are we doing Maggie and Perloff on Thursday since we're not going to be here?
Maggie and Perloff on Thursday. And then Maggie. So
and then on Friday, because we are 4 to 6 on Friday.
Yeah, we're 4 to 6 on Friday out there. And then I think the following week, I don't know what your schedule looks like, but mine is
St. Louis on Tuesday, so
yeah.
Enjoy.
That'll be good. So yeah, the 24th, then I don't have anything that next week. Up until that Monday, then the following Monday is that for veterans golf, so we'll probably be off on that day, and then that Friday is for the kids, and we'll probably be off on that day, and then Monday, Tuesday, and then I leave Wednesday.
Cool.
So that gets us through the fair, and as soon as we, you know, because we'll have some fair time too, where I don't know if those last that Thursday, Friday, I'll get to do shows out. We can do shows out there, or if we're doing them in here, or what we're doing. I'm not sure all we're doing, because
they're gonna have the hut out there again. I would assume.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was a pretty big hit last year with and especially with the camera and the getting pictures at live events.
Oh, we
rocked that at the zoo. That was a blast. Awesome. So that was a ton of fun. So a lot of sports going on out there, and you know it's getting to be that time where when I come back from California and we hit that, so I come back that Thursday, Friday, skip that, Saturday, Sunday. When we come back that Monday, man, it's college football,
absolutely,
pro football going at it. But college football first, because you're going to be, what, 10 days from a couple of kickoffs by the time we get back. So crazy stuff going on, and I will try to keep all that up to date and going in my brain. Trying to think. I talked a little bit yesterday about Adam Mazur getting drafted by the Padres. Peyton Williams got drafted. Dylan Nedved got drafted. They had a couple others get drafted in the later rounds today, pitchers. So a very good showing by the Iowa Hawkeyes. A couple of other items. Trying to see if we missed anything out there.
Let's see. Any number two? Dowling is up 2-1.
Good. We're talking to Randy Montemores, a really good turnout. Mm-hmm. Thor Spider-Man, way big turnout. He said that was amazing.
It was on the weekend, too, though.
It was amazing. Oh, and I think that was on like a Friday. Oh, that's the weekend. Okay. You're right.
All right.
Because no, they came Thursday. Monte came Wednesday. Thor and Spider-Man came Thursday. Friday's fireworks. That's Saturday's right. Ride. No, Sunday's a ride your bike and a couple other things. But so he's off for a little bit. Thought, well, he's just going to relax. But he was out there taste testing food today. Nice. So he's a go-getter as well.
Everyone was representing today.
Yeah, it's crazy with all the stuff going on. Have you driven up to Ames to see the walkover bridge yet?
We were up a while back. It was, I think the pillars were up and they really hadn't got the bridge up there. But I mean, that's
so cool.
I really just, I hope they address the east entrance then, because this is, I mean, they have to make it twice the size, or it has to be the twice the size and the new main entrance, because it's just going to be a bottleneck.
Right, because you're going to have all those people coming across.
Right.
We went up the last time. So we went up last weekend and went over and saw the RV lots. That's going to be right. Those guys are going to enjoy that. I think they really would have loved to have a dump station, but there's just no way to get that into the ground and get it done in that kind of time that they wanted to get all that done. But to have your own slab, to have grass, and have power.
Electrical? Yeah, pretty big deal. That's huge.
Yeah. That's a huge deal.
It's going to be neat.
It will be. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. So Scott will be back in with me on Friday. We'll be live at Newton Speedway. So enjoy that. Thanks for coming in today, buddy. Yep. Listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700.